So I'm going to be the interim doctor because Julie just moved here from California. She's waiting for her license to come in. So as soon as her license come in, she will be your official treating doctor, but I'll be here for the interim. Okay?
Now, are you in the same type of thing that Dr. Yost was in? Because we're here to try and reverse our diabetes.
Absolutely, yes.
Same thing.
So we have a lot of training in functional medicine, and I actually teach functional medicine, so I've been doing this for over 15 years. So
in the clinic I came from in California, is the same
treatment.
And the clinic she came from in California is actually a lot larger than this, so they see quite a bit more patients. So yes, we know what we're doing with diabetes. Okay, so who usually goes first?
Usually me.
Usually
yeah,
you.
I'm
okay.
The one that's as complicated as he is.
Ladies first.
Yeah, yes. And usually the ladies just show our numbers here and there.
Well, I'll make sure that we make a copy of this and we'll keep it in your file. And I was looking at your file earlier. And your numbers are pretty good, but the last couple of days they've been up a little bit. Dr. Jost went over this with you, right? Your food sensitivity testing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Already the 10th of May. Okay. So let's start with your energy. How is your energy level on a scale of 0 to 10?
That's good. Same as before. Like
same
that.
As before? You had a 9 there?
Yeah.
About a 9. Okay. And then your sleeping, is it still good?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Except to get up to go to the bathroom all night.
Okay, how many times do you go to the bathroom?
Oh, probably 3-4 times, 5 times.
Really? Do you go back to sleep after you get up? Okay. How are your bowel movements?
They're fine.
How many times a day?
I usually go first thing in the morning after I eat breakfast. I've got to go 3 or 4 times.
Okay. So 3 or 4 times in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you do it any other time during the day?
No, most of the time no. Maybe sporadical ones here and there. But no, it's always in the morning.
Okay. So how's your diet?
Oh, I do good, I do bad.
Okay.
I cheated here and there a little bit.
Okay.
I don't overdo it, you know. But.
So what do you cheat with?
Chocolate, dark chocolate.
Okay. What else?
Diet Coke if I'm out and about.
All right.
I get thirsty or something when I don't have my water.
So.
I think for the Cinco de Mayo we had Mexican food.
Okay. What kind did you eat?
What did we eat that day?
What'd you do?
I know one time I had enchiladas.
Okay.
You know, because that's our food.
Yes.
And we really miss it, you know. So,
yep. There's some things that you can do. I'm from South Texas, so I grew up on Mexican food as well. You know, fajitas are really good. I do a lettuce wrap taco every now and then, or I'll do tacos. You know, I just dump them out and. eat the inside of the tacos.
That's what I told him we could do. We could dump it out and eat the inside.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You can put the inside over just like a bed of lettuce. Fajitas are probably the easiest thing to do. And then if you make it at home, there's some tortillas that you can get at Whole Foods. They're Siete brand. They have almond flour tortillas. And so I like to make breakfast burritos or breakfast tacos. And they're really good. So there's some with cassava and coconut flour, and there's some with almond flour. And the almond flour ones, they break apart a little bit, but the cassava and coconut flour. They don't break apart.
They don't break apart.
And they are really good. So I usually just fry them up in a pan with a little bit of olive oil to heat them up, and then stick whatever in there. And I'll do...
I know, I tried to make chili with the almond flour, and just didn't think enough.
Oh yeah, chili, almond flour is not going to do that. So I don't have to thicken anything when you make chili. I don't usually put anything in there, but when I thicken any kind of soups or anything, you can try cassava flour, or you can try a little bit of garbanzo bean flour. So my husband's from Louisiana, and we make gumbo a lot, and I've made the roux. I make the roux from scratch, yeah. But I make it with garbanzo bean flour, and it's not gritty. It thickens it up really nice. Yeah. You just have to be careful with how much you use, because the garbanzo beans have, you know, quite a bit of carbohydrate to protein ratio, and it could make your blood sugar go up a little bit. But just depending if you just use a little bit.
Yeah, you just want it just to thicken.
You use
a
like
bit.
A tablespoon or so, or, you know, a quarter of a cup. How much do you typically use? A
couple of tablespoons.
Yeah, it should actually be fine. So the garbanzo bean flour, I just love it. It doesn't add a flavor to it. It's not gritty.
Oh,
so they have it over there at Whole Foods. They typically have it at Sprouts too. Yeah, but that's what we use to thicken things up.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But those are the foods that we miss.
Yeah, well, you don't have to miss them, because that's what I live on also.
Yeah.
I think when I'm trying to throw together...
So we want to eat beans, burritos.
Well, just go get
chili,
those. Go get those. Oh, are you talking about a green chili?
Red chili.
Red chili. I get it. Okay. Yeah, so use that garbanzo bean flour. And get those tortillas, and you can make your burritos. I just don't want you eating a lot of beans.
Yeah.
Beans just are really going to make that your blood sugars go up. Okay?
I don't eat as much as you do. Those beans.
You.
Yeah. No. I eat a lot of rice.
A lot of rice. Okay. Well, rice, that's a hard one to replace.
Yes.
But you could try the cauliflower rice. Dr. Jost gave you the last diet book.
Yeah, I don't like cauliflower at all. I steam it for him, but I don't like it.
Have you ever?
I won't eat it.
Can you try to make a rice for him and just see how he likes it?
How he likes it, I could, I guess. I've never tried it. And there's a couple of things I fix that he just doesn't like. And he
okay.
Won't eat it, so
there's
no point in spending my money on something he's not going to eat.
Right.
Or doesn't like.
Right.
What was it the other day you didn't like? It was something you didn't like.
Most of the time it's you who don't like it.
Yeah, I won't eat cauliflower. I don't like it.
Okay.
It doesn't like me, and I don't like it.
All right.
It gasses me up. I just don't like it. I don't like the taste. There's nothing about it that I like. Or broccoli. I don't eat broccoli either.
Yeah, those are the cruciferous vegetables.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just can't tolerate those.
Yeah,
I can't.
I can't handle the taste of it. I just can't.
Okay. Well, we just have to remember that, you know, you're... case of diabetes is not as severe as his.
Right.
And he's in a situation where he really can't cheat.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at your kidney function and the severity of the diabetes right now, we have to keep our goals and our motivations in the forefront so that...
Yeah. I know that.
So just remember that. So Dr. Julie made a comment that we have to now eat to live instead of living to eat. Right? So, you know, we may not love some things, and we have to maybe make substitutions, and it's not as good as the original stuff, but in the long run, it's going to be much better for our health.
Yeah, for him, I know that.
Yeah.
But for me, no. I won't eat anything I don't like, and I won't,
Okay.
I won't eat it if I don't like it. So.
All right. So, that's probably why your blood sugars fluctuate a little bit, because
probably.
Of what you're eating.
Yeah.
And diet soda, I could encourage you not to drink diet soda. The aspartame in there is a neurotoxin, and it's really fairly bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually affects your blood sugar. So we were made to think a long time ago when they came out with diet soda that because it doesn't have any calories, it doesn't affect us that way, but our brain still thinks that we're eating sugar, and it causes an insulin reaction and tons of inflammation in the brain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
I don't drink it all the time. Just
Okay.
If I'm out and about and I'm thirsty and I don't have my water.
So, you know, water or sparkling water, if you just want some of that carbonation, you know, anything like that. But if we could stay away from the diet soda, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. It looks like, I mean, you're doing pretty good. Anything that you want to discuss or you want us to address?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You're good with your supplements? Do you need
any
refills?
No, we need all the supplements.
You need all of them.
Except for oil and vitamin D. But everything else we need.
Okay. And one of the things I wanted to add...
Right now, it's like we need for us today.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to add is B12. And the reason I wanted to add B12 for both of you is because your homocysteine levels are really high. So homocysteine tells me how much inflammation you have in the body and in the brain. And so yours is at a 13.1, and yours is even higher than that. But we want this to be between 5 and 7.
And what is mine?
13.1. Yours is pretty much double where we want it to be. So we got B12 will help pull that down, and it's not something that you will have to be on long term, but we got to get that inflammatory marker down.
Oh.
Okay. But other than that, I think that you are on great supplements for what all of your testing said.
Yes.
So the only thing I would add is B12, and it's a sublingual, it's a liposomal, just like your GSH and your PC, all of that, those things where you mm-hmm. hold it under your tongue.
Yeah.
The B12 does not have to be refrigerated, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay? Okay.
I have that in my
So you guys are down to once a week now?
Yes.
Okay, and then we are planning on ordering your blood work again next week to do a retest. And I think it'll be really great to get that B12 in there so that we can make sure that homocysteine level is down before your retest.
Okay.
Okay? Have you finished out this microbiocide yet?
I just have enough for this week, I think.
Okay.
That's the one in the big jar.
Yeah, with the packets.
Yeah.
I'm not going to refill that one. Okay. So when you go off one container is pretty good mm-hmm. for that, so you don't need to do that. Okay. But you will need to stay on that probiotic, the ProBioMax.
Oh, okay. I don't have any of that.
Okay.
Right now.
I'll refill it.
And he said I didn't need it anymore.
Okay. That's kind of... I like to put you on that for maintenance and general health. Most people should be on a probiotic.
Yeah, I used to take probiotic.
Okay.
My own.
All right. So you don't have a problem with me putting you back on it. Okay, good.
No.
Good.
In fact, I prefer it.
Okay, good.
I always take a probiotic. I mean, I have been for a couple, 2-3 years. Because I was getting constipated.
Right.
That's why. And now I went on it, and it helped me a lot.
So do you still have the Adrenastim, that pump that you put on, or do you need that one?
No, I still have some.
You still have some. Okay, so you don't need that one.
I forget it. That's the one I forget, and the D. I used to be real faithful about my own D. I wouldn't forget it, but I'm forgetting this.
Now you're forgetting the D?
Yeah, I'm forgetting the D, because it's twice a day versus two once a day. I usually forget.
Okay, let's just do it once a day.
Once a day.
So the vitamin D, I want you to do, he has you on 5 drops, but I want you on 6 drops. Just do it all in the morning.
All in the morning. Okay,
yeah.
That's when I
That way
I
you can get
that
it
one.
In.
I forget the evening one.
Okay. So I'm just going to put that vitamin D, 6 drops in the a.m.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make a note on here.
That's the one I always forget. I don't always tell them, oh,
well, because it's in the evening, so it makes it kind of hard. I wonder why you had to do it then and not just with dinner. But it's okay.
I don't know.
Just do it in the morning. That way you get it in.
I'm the type of person, I take all my pills my medication, prescribed medication from my physician all in the evening. That's probably why.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Once I take them all at once.
So do you need the pumps that you put in your mouth, the refrigerated, the GSH and the vitamin C?
Yeah, we need.
Okay. And you need the PC that's in that small brown bottle that you take a teaspoon
the one,
of?
No, I have some of that, don't I?
Which one's that?
The PC, the one in the middle one.
No, I'm completely out of that.
You're completely out of that. I'm not sure if I do. I know I have a couple of bottles in there. I thought I had some in the fridge. The brown bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we were out just about everything.
Okay. Well, we'll get that done.
We would have come yesterday to get it, but oh, we're coming today.
Oh, so. Yeah. You're coming today. No big deal. So I'll make sure I'm going to copy your blood sugars, okay? And then I'll give this back to you. You know what would help me also?
This is his past history. I don't know if you've got a copy of it.
Let me just ask you something. Can you make a comment, like, whenever it's high, a little bit higher in the morning? Like, maybe what you ate the night before or anything that you did the day before that might make it go up. Oh. You just, like, see this row is for comments here?
Yeah.
So just kind of make jot down a little note.
What do you consider high for you?
For you, I consider anything over... really 115 high.
115?
Mm-hmm. Because you're, I can tell when you follow die. And then it, see all of these are under 120, under 115. It went up a little bit, not a big deal, then 135, and then 129.
And these are, this at 115 in the morning or lower, right? What about the PM?
Well.
I don't usually take those because.
You don't have to take them in the PM because your blood sugars are pretty controlled, but I would like you to take them every day in the morning, and then if it's over, we could just, yeah, if it's over 115, just jot down anything that, you know, might have caused that.
What I notice with myself is if I overeat, that's when my figures go up.
Okay.
If I overeat.
That's interesting. All right, so just
no
jot that down.
No matter what it is, if I overeat.
So if you would write, like, what you ate, and then maybe in parentheses say, I felt like I overate, or just maybe ate too much, then that would help me a lot.
All right.
Okay? I'm going to keep this here so I can make a copy. And then Jose's.
He
do you go by Joe, or do you go by Jose?
Does he have a copy of when he first started in there and all that? You know, or just his comments on his?
Let me see.
We started
That's
the program.
When you first started.
Yeah, we started the program in March. And then I used to make all kinds of notes because his numbers were dropping so fast. That's that.
I don't think I have this, but I'm going to make a copy of this
okay.
so I can put it in his file.
Actually, we got these forms from the VA.
You did?
Yeah. And I made copies, printouts, so we can keep it ongoing.
Okay, perfect. Your numbers were dropping. You reduced your insulin, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you on right now?
15.
15 units, and what were you on when you started?
258.
258? Wow.
I've taken it twice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your numbers look really good. Where's his latest ones?
Right there.
Right here. Oh.
I also was taking Novalon. That was 14 units.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're not on that anymore. Okay, so if we could make comments, maybe like you were doing before, for him as well, or you can write it down if you want to. So like, when it went up to 185, like, you know, what did you do the day before, the night before, whatever. Whatever you could think of that would make it go
up. Yeah, we'll try and figure it out between us, you know. What might be changing his figures in the last 2 weeks.
I think the goal... is to get them as stable as possible. So we want to eliminate this kind of up and down thing, because
right.
I know it doesn't make you feel good when you're like that. It can't. And then also it's more detrimental to the body when we have these huge swings and fluctuations in our blood sugar. So I would rather it be a little high but more stable, and then we can work on getting it down. We just have to really be consistent with the diet so that we can tell, so that we stop this. And if it's your body doing that, the supplement should help it rein it in and make it in a tighter range. Okay, and then as your body heals, it will go down. Okay, so you're gonna keep your insulin at 15 units, right? Just keep it there for a while. You know, you're under 200, which is great. You're under 200 most of the time. And you're on very little insulin compared to when you came. So that's good. So when I was looking at your blood work, your homocysteine is at a 17, okay? And we want it to be between 5 and 7.
What is homocysteine? What do you mean?
So homocysteine is an inflammatory marker. The same thing that yours was at. Yours was at a 13,
and
his is at a 17. So it tells me how much inflammation you have in your whole body. So cardiovascular system and in your brain, it's really important.
You know, I don't know if you're aware on my records, but I have lupus too.
Yes, I was aware of that.
So I don't know if that's, is that, could that be?
It could be part of it. So taking that B12 will still help get that down. And also the important thing about increasing your vitamin D a little bit and making sure that you get the full dose of vitamin D, it helps stabilize your immune system. And that's what we're trying to do when we have autoimmune issues, because it kind of teeter-totter, so we would just want it to get as stable as possible, and that vitamin D is a stabilizer.
Oh.
Okay, have you had any flare-ups of lupus or anything like that?
No, I don't get checked for that, but once a year usually.
Okay, but no symptoms of it?
The symptoms are the same. You know, I mostly feel my lupus is mostly at night.
Okay.
I can't lay in one spot too long because I can't move it.
Okay.
You know, because I start hurting, you know, different spots. Yes.
Does that contribute to you waking up at night so many times, or
no,
not so much?
Okay. No, because if I just have to change spots, I just roll them and go back to sleep. This is, I actually get up to go use the bathroom at night.
Okay. But no other complaints, no other issues with the lupus? That's really good. So it'll be interesting to see if any of that changes. So I'll be asking you, or Dr. Julie will be asking you on your visits, like, you know, do you notice any difference when you're sleeping? Can you sleep more soundly as the inflammation starts to go down and we get your immune system more balanced? Okay? Okay. Jose, what's your energy on a scale of 0 to 10?
The energy is about a 9.
About a 9? Good. So is it lower than last time? Last time it was a 10. Mm-hmm. About the same?
About the same.
Okay. And then how's your sleeping?
With my eyes closed.
That's a good answer. That's a great answer. Do you fall asleep easily?
Very easy.
Okay, and do you stay asleep the whole night? Yeah, all night.
I just get up. Sometimes I get up once or twice to go to the restroom, and that's it.
And then you fall back to sleep really easily? Okay. And how are your bowel movements?
Once a day.
Okay.
Sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evening.
All right. But pretty consistent with once a day. Okay. you're at 15 units of insulin. Okay, anything else that you want to address?
Last couple of weeks, I think I was doing less exercise.
Okay.
I went back to it again.
You went back to exercising again? When did you start that?
My long walks, anyway.
Okay.
Starting Monday, I started back to my regular exercise.
And how long are your long walks?
About an hour and a half. That's about roughly 2.5 miles.
Very nice.
It's not a run, it's just a fat walk.
Okay.
And I use my cane.
Okay, good.
But I don't use it to walk on any.
What do you use it for?
I exercise with
his arm movement.
Really?
I'm always moving, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, he does.
So you don't need your cane when you're walking?
No.
Okay. Why do you walk with a cane? Why do you carry it with you?
Just like this morning, I got a little dizzy, so
yeah, he got a dizzy day every once in a while.
Since Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I've been dizzy, but I didn't think nothing of it. I try to more or less space it out.
Is it when you go from sitting to standing?
No.
No.
No, I just actually just walking.
He went to his renal doctor last Friday, and they increased his lisinopril. So I'm wondering if that had something to do with it.
Yes, mm-hmm. I was thinking the same thing as you were. I went, he checked his blood pressure. Why did they increase your lisinopril?
They said my blood pressure was low.
Low?
Low.
Yeah, it was low.
It's usually normal. Well,
that's a blood pressure lowering medication.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, because I take the same thing.
And they didn't say to decrease it, they said to increase it.
She said to increase it, yeah.
Usually I thought.
He maybe misspoke.
I thought because mm-hmm. they usually tell you if you're dizzy, they lower it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least it's my understanding since I've been taking it, yeah. But they increased his. There was his recommendations as of Friday.
So we're going to check your blood pressure shortly, and then we're going to see where it's at. If it's too low, you need to call your doctor right when you leave here and let him know that you checked your blood pressure and it's way too low.
That's what I told him, but we wanted to wait until we came in today to talk to you guys about it. You know, but I don't need to get a hold of him.
Okay, so let me see.
With that.
Complete workup with, what does this mean? MCV, what is this testing? Do you know what does this say?
Complete workup with, was that SPP, serum light?
Serum, I don't know what that means. Maybe. Did they do any blood testing with you?
No, not.
Not only the big initial one before. This is the first time he sees renal.
I see.
First time. Since he's been on insulin, they've never referred him to renal before.
A kidney specialist?
This is the first time that I've been going with him for 7 years now. And we live together now. And so here in the last few months, I've been coming with him because of the issues he's had with his increased insulin, you know, so I've been coming with him the last few months, so now I'm, you know.
You even wrote here, be wary of low blood pressure.
Yeah, he wrote it on there.
The doctor wrote this?
They wrote that. Mm-hmm.
But you had low blood pressure, that's why they increased it.
Yeah, see, okay. And then they turned around and they increased it, so.
Okay, I think that's why you're getting dizzy, to be honest with you. I think your blood pressure is probably way too low, so we'll make sure that we get that measured before you leave here.
And give them a call and see if they could drop it.
Yeah, So you'll need to call them like as soon as you leave here and probably go back to your normal, and then we'll keep checking it every time you come in, and then eventually you're going to be off of that if it's you shouldn't already be off of it. Okay.
That's what I told him too. We'll just go back to his half a pill. He was doing good on that. Because it's hard to get a hold of these doctors. It really is. Over at the VA.
Okay.
You know, so
yeah,
in the meantime, we're over here trying to decide what to do. And we went through that with his insulin. We couldn't get a hold of him. He, since he's been using insulin for so long, he automatically did it on his own and knew what to do. And he started dropping it.
Okay, good.
You know,
yeah,
just like
it's,
this. And that's what I had told him while we...
I'm gonna make a copy of this just so we have it in the file.
And they're supposed to give him a monitor to keep his to check his blood pressure.
And they haven't given that to him.
Not yet. We're waiting for it. And
is it gonna be like a monitor he can check it during the day?
Himself at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would
and
be
also
great.
They're gonna do an ultrasound Monday of his kidneys.
I would like the results of that as well.
Okay.
Okay.
That's why I told them I wanted them to write up some for us to keep to give to you all. You know, because right here they say continue to see you guys. You know, with, continue with the diet thing. You know.
Okay.
So,
yeah, they did.
Right here. So, I've been trying to keep more on top of him, his medical more than.
So, we'll give you all of your supplements as well.
Okay.
And I'm going to add B12 to it. And then next week we're going to order the full blood panel again and see how much you guys have improved.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, as you could see, the reason we came here was mostly because of him.
Right,
know.
Right.
To try and since I'm diabetic too, but not, I'm not on insulin, I never have been.
Yeah. But you don't want to get there, do you?
I don't want to get there.
You're in a good spot because
yeah.
You don't want to get there.
I don't want to get there, and it's a good education for me too. But I asked him, well, how could we continue to try and do better to try and save his kidney function?
We're going to be working on that.
Low salt diet.
Right.
You know?
So in the medical profession, like the traditional medical, they don't have anything really for the kidneys. Like they will give you lisinopril for to protect the kidneys, but that's just the pressure of it. It's not really the kidney function. And they wait until the kidneys are non-functioning and they put you on dialysis.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but we can work on the kidney function in the meantime. I mean, I've had patients, I had a 85-year-old patient, and her doctors wanted her on dialysis. Her kidney filtration rate was like 12. And there is a point of no return for the kidneys. Like, no supplements I'm going to give you is going to help that. But I worked with her and got her filtration rate up to like 25, and it stayed there. And her doctors were like, you don't have to go on dialysis. So, you know, for her, at least she didn't have to go on dialysis, and we were continue to work on her kidneys, and, you know, she was off all of her insulin, so she did really, really well. Mm-hmm. Now, your filtration rate is like in the 30s. Yours is a 32. So you're going to be put on dialysis when you, they're going to start talking to you about that when you get to like the 20s. Okay, so we have to really work to get those kidneys functioning better. We may not be able to get them functioning at 100% capacity, but if we can prevent them from getting worse and even getting better so that you don't have to go on dialysis, that's a big win. Okay, so that's the goal. Now, Dr. Yost had you on Renalzyme right here, and that is support for the kidneys, but also this PC, this phosphatidylcholine, is really great for the kidneys as well. It actually is membrane support for all the cells in your whole body, but I see some of the biggest changes in kidney function when patients are taking that, okay? So it'll be really great for us to redo your blood work next week And then we'll be able to see how your kidney function has changed, if we need to change up anything on our end.
Good.
Okay? Okay. So I'll work on the supplements. Can you go check his blood pressure for us? And let me have that. I'm going to get a copy.
You can come with me.
Which one do you want?
I'll do the last.
What was my A1C before?
Okay, before, when you first came in, 8.9. Yep.
And now?
I don't know what it is now.
What is it now? 7.7.
It was 7.something.
5%.
That's what came out of the blood test from when we went to the doctor Friday.
Oh, okay. Let me write that down.
It had dropped down.
To what?
7.2 or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really big changes.
Yeah. He's doing great. Now that we've seen the figures going up, we said, what are we doing? What are we doing wrong?
I just said, have to stick with it.
He loves to eat. He likes to snack.
He does. As long as he's snacking on the right things, it's okay.
Speaking of lisinopril, how...
Because he has autoimmune issues.
Uh-huh.
Did Dr. Joe's talk to him about that?
No. I didn't know he had autoimmune
He
system.
Does. So, I should have him in the room before I tell you.
Yeah, right.
But gluten will flare that up, and it'll make blood sugar stay high for long periods of time if you eat gluten.
If you eat gluten.
Yeah, so any kind of gluten. Like, I noticed in your file that you guys went to Hacienda, Colorado the other day, the Mexican food restaurant.
Yeah.
So they have a gluten-free menu there.
Oh, they do?
You need to ask for it, and whatever you got to stay away from the corn, but at least you have to order off the gluten-free menu.
Oh, that's the
menu.
Day that I what I wasn't supposed to. You know why? Because we baptized my little great-granddaughter.
Oh.
We had her baptized, and the whole family went to eat there.
Well, see, you can still eat there. Just get the gluten-free menu.
You know what
They have good fajitas on their gluten-free menu.
Yeah. I've been failing to get turkey bacon.
Oh.
You know.
Okay. So we got to just really
work on that.
Since
you put us on the pork. Now, we haven't discussed anything about what add-ons we could have now, if there's extra add-ons we could have to our diet.
There's not really anything extra at this point.
At this point,
no. You have pork.
Yeah.
And you're eating beef.
We can eat beef.
Eggs.
Pork. Eggs.
Tomatoes.
He can't have tomatoes.
Because they're in his, are they in his...
For some reason, we didn't have tomatoes.
They're probably in his He can have tomatoes now.
Can he? Oh, okay. He'll be happy to hear that.
Yeah, he can add tomatoes. They're not on his food sensitivity thing, and you guys are no longer on the cleanse.
No.
So you can add tomatoes in. Okay? And then we'll see if... Oh, good. Salsa. How do you live without salsa?
I know. That's why I say we miss our food so much.
I know.
Really.
But salsa, really, now you can have salsa, you can have tomatilla salsa, you can have,
Well, I could have those tortillas now.
Yeah, you can have those tortillas. So...
They're not a certain amount.
What do you mean?
Only one.
Well, they're quite big.
Are they?
Well, I would say they're medium. They're not like the big ones, but they're the medium sized ones. They're not the small ones.
Oh, okay.
You can roll it. And I honestly, if I'm starving, I could eat two, but one is plenty. But I think you would find it hard to eat more than two, right? Mm-hmm. So one is good.
Yeah.
And it's the Siete brand. And it's over there.
Siete.
All right. So I'll go get your supplements. You can come up here with me, and then we'll make a copy of these. It was really nice meeting you. I know that you guys like Dr. Joe's, but we're here now, and I
we'll just have to.
You're in good hands.
Okay. Great. That's what we want to hear.
Good. Hi, Kit. How are you?
Good.
I'm
copy front and back.